Blog Talk Radio.
Location in Seattle where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama come from.
Check, check, negative. My history lies on both sides of the web. Some of y'all fly dangerous. Told me never forget your languages. I gained a gift. Strength from my mama's pain. Hustle from my daddy's game. Wooden rock, dot, dot, not coming from your average drop. Hip hop from Senegal to the Emerald City to the Central, y'all. I've been a boss. Going out to my mama, I'ma give applause. Pause, play, partake in tradition. Never walk away. My history, I part the way. I never ever quit. Got a part to play.
The haters in the place. Would you please get your face? Rain or rain or bad, running like on MLK. Natural mystery in the air with a trunk full of bait. The music keeps no color, it don't discriminate. So tell the people where we step back.
Location in Seattle where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama come from.
She's from Haiti, Lakai, crazy the sky. I'm sure we're gonna battle this up and arrive. Mountain is high, we out to get signs. Dollar, all about how to survive. My baby's not seeing my mama alive. Rap like pop, rock the drums and it rides. Now hunters and caddies and salsa this eye. Asians were told in 2009. It's what you will find, and guess it gets wild. Step on the sunshine and five baby's wild. Step on my soul back in Haiti, meanwhile. People back home can't get rest for their child. No wonder I die for the rights of my aisle. The streets are to me like the rivers and dials. Rocking in Arctic cold blood, and I'm part of the party that puts for the people. No ego, it goes on my smile.
Take a look around.
Show with Flavin LA. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning here in Seattle, Washington. I'm going to go to another track while I try to work some kinks out with the switchboard, and I'm going to play a piece by an artist out of Maryland. He goes by the name of Black Sinatra, and this is his track called Frequency.
Number one.
girl, I'ma want you, but nobody wants you.
Now that's real.
So let's pretend that it feels right, so I can AC you when you heat up at night. Skin like cognac, a sip from your lips, cover your innocence like a solar eclipse. I'm meant to make it moves, I'm meant to make it you, girl. Blew my boo under the cherry moon. I spoke too soon, like a rose that hasn't reached its full bloom. So let's spring in the love. I really don't care if our frequency is all up in the air.
That was Black Sinatra, a.k.a. J. Soul, out of the Maryland area with his track called Frequency. L.A., are you there?
Yeah, I'm in the place to be. What's up, party people? How y'all doing? What's happening? Beautiful Sunday here in the Pacific Northwest, so I hope it's a beautiful day, beautiful Sunday over where you are. Yeah, man, I thought Blog Talk was about to throw another whammy, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was all about. So, and I'm hoping that people can hear us. Can you? Okay, I think Verbal can hear us now. Yeah, I know. Last Wednesday we had some issues with Blog Talk. I'm not sure what happened there. And then I went ahead and did a show on my own later on that night just because I wanted to play some tracks. So, anyway, I appreciate all of those that actually came back and listened to the archives of the show. And I was just kind of surprised because it wasn't a planned show. And thank you for your patience with our little glitches that take place on Blog Talk. I guess we can't necessarily complain too much since it's free.
We can't complain.
Now, if we were putting out some money for this, then that would be something different. So I'm grateful, Blog Talk, that you provide this avenue for us to be able to spread the word about some very deserving artists. So that's our shout out to Blog Talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and bring, I'm going to try to see if I can, okay, I think I brought Verbal in. Good morning, Verbal. Verbal, are you there? Okay. Maybe not?
I don't know. Here's the his.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Flavor News in Seattle, Washington.
Yay.
How's it going, my friend?
It's going along pretty good. It's going along. Where was y'all Thursday night, man? I was all juiced up and everything. Couldn't find the show.
Oh, because we're on Wednesdays.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
That's an oops, Verbal. That's an oops.
Yeah.
That's an oops.
Hey, can y'all do me a favor? Play some more of Miss Loud's song, And let me do something real quick. I got to go run and get this coffee right, and I'm going to come right back to you, if that's okay.
Okay. Okay.
Because I want to tell the people some more about the donations to Flavor Magazine. I really want to talk about that, okay?
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and play I Love My Life by Black Stacks featuring Felicia Loud.
Thank you very much.
That was Black Stacks featuring Felicia Loud with our theme song, I Love My Life. That's become one of Verbal Seal's favorite songs, and Lady Blue out of Pennsylvania. We got a lot of people around the United States loving I Love My Life by Black Stacks. So, Verbal, we thank you for requesting that song. I don't know if you're back with us. Are you back, Verbal? Okay, maybe not. But I know one of the
Hello?
Getting that cup of coffee.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
You was back there two-stepping. That's why you wasn't answering. Are you catching two-stepping?
See, you know, I was messing around in my living room, you know, swaying with the pillow with the coffee in my hand. You know, I love it.
Don't burn yourself. Don't burn yourself.
Oh, no. I like it hot, bro. I like it hot.
Say that then, Verbal. Let them know.
I like it hot.
Bruh. That's what I'm talking about. Yes,
sir. You know,
well, I know that Verbal wanted to talk about a project that we are implementing and putting out there. So I'll just give you a little background, and then we'll let Verbal talk about it. We at Flavor News are very dedicated to finding ways to support independent artists. And this is not just musical artists. It could be visual artists, independent filmmakers, you know, whatever we can label as art, and that you're independent in doing it. You're not signed with a mainstream manager group, whatever, in doing your art. One of the things that we have realized is one of the struggles independent artists has is the lack of finance. So we are starting a $1 drive, pledge, donation, whatever you want to call it. We're asking to all those that are affiliated with Slava News, whether it be the Mosaic Show, our website, our social network, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, whatever, you give $1 per month towards Slava News Financial Foundation. This is going to help give us a solid base to work from. But my goal is, and our goal is here at Slava News, is to establish a financial foundation for independent artists to apply and receive grants from Slava News. So in July, on July 10th, we are featuring an array of independent artists, hopefully some from outside of Seattle, Washington, but if not, from right here in our own hometown. I'm doing a showcase to celebrate my 50th birthday, which I'm so excited about. But for this event, it's going to be a fundraiser. And all proceeds from this event are going to go to the Slava News Financial Foundation in hopes that we can at least raise $1,000 by that time to be able to give out two $500 grants in September. So I just ask all that are listening, that are involved, that believe in what Slava News is doing, what LA and Michael and I are putting in place with great friends like Verbal Skills out of South Carolina, you know, to consider getting involved. Just think, if you gave $1 per month, you never know. You could be the artist that actually ends up being able to receive a grant. We're putting together the application, the committee that will select the artist, you know, as we speak, and we'll have that information to you within the next couple months as to where you can get the application and to apply. The other requirement is that you are a member of the Slava News Society's social network page at www.slavanews.neen.com. So anyway, that's my little spiel. So what did you want to add to it, Mr. Verbal Skills?
What could I add to that? I mean, really, what could I add to that? But to remind the people that this is a great cause, and she's only asking for a dollar. And once again, last week I donated 10, and I'm still issuing that challenge for all spoken word artists, independent artists, to match that. And all you have to do is, like, take the coins off your, you know, couch or whatever, off the little counter, you know, or wherever you got the coins, put it in your PayPal account, and bye-yow. $10, it'll come very easy, believe me. So what I'm saying is, me, myself, as an author first, a spoken word artist, and hopefully to become an orator, this is a great opportunity to help each other, to support each other. Now, all that stuff Miss Flavor was saying is true. But how can we not invest in ourselves if we're not willing to help ourselves? That's like going to a venue somewhere and they got prepaid mics, or, you know, you put a quarter in and you got, what, a minute to do what you got to do. No, we need to stop cheating ourselves. We need to stop cheating ourselves. We need to stop thinking of other people better than us, or we better than other people. Let's come together and let's help Miss Flavor and help ourselves in the long run. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, y'all need to go ahead and get about $30 in this so I can get my Timberlands, because I got to leave here pretty soon. I got to leave here pretty soon, y'all. So y'all come on and donate, meet my challenge. Lady Flavor, you can attest. I did donate $10 last
week.
Yes, you
did.
That nigga?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And my challenge still stands. Match my $10. And I know y'all got $10 out there because, hell, I ain't even got a job. But I gave $10. That ain't here or there. But my commitment to the goal of investing in supporting artists and supporting myself in the long run, investing in other artists so I can invest in myself. Because, see, when people create great pieces and works, that inspires me to raise my bar, to raise my level of expectation of what I can do. Now, since everybody on soapboxes, let me step off. What's up, L.A.?
What's up, big homie? How you doing, Verbal?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. The weekend was very, very exciting yesterday. I was sitting here on my laptop trying to write a new piece, and come to find out my neighbor and the people over in the field behind me were burning, and some of it came up in my backyard, totally unaware. And I was listening, right? And I was saying, I hear voices. And I live alone, so, you know, when I hear voices, it's not unusual. But then they became clearer and louder. And I'm like, wait a minute. Those are my voices. They other people's voices, right? So I run out in the backyard, and, you know, part of my yard was on fire, and they were putting it out. And fortunately for the ward, that all the snow and the rain we had recently, you know, it just grazed on the top part of the grass. So I'm good.
Oh,
I'm
my.
Good.
All right. Wow. Okay.
It didn't get nowhere to where I live and, you know, the building where
okay.
I live. So I'm good. But,
okay.
See, I live on an acre and a half of land. So, you know, it's all good. It was exciting. It was exciting, you know. Because I was saying, yeah, I'm working on this piece. This is going to be a great piece. And
oh,
I hear voices, and they like, hey, over there, over there. I'm like, what?
Oh, my. Okay, oh, well, it's a blessing that it wasn't any worse. Maybe it's a blessing that it wasn't, you know, your other,
summertime.
You know, partners in your head that you were hearing. You know, talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. but okay. Well, I'm glad that you're okay. Let me see. What was my weekend about? Oh,
oh
L.A.
Flavor.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Oh my! Before the end of the show, I would like to do this piece. It's a brand new piece, and I wanted to do it on your show.
Yeah, definitely. Would love for that.
Go ahead and talk some more about your birthday.
My favorite subject, huh? Well, first,
yeah.
Before I talk about my birthday, I'm going to remind L.A. that I did put your gumbo up, and it's in the freezer for you. So, you know, my son made two big pots of gumbo yesterday. I don't
big
eat gumbo.
Out to Dwight. Big shout out to Dwight.
Yeah. Big
well, wait a minute.
Out to
L.A.,
Dwight.
You ain't over there yet?
I ain't over there yet. I'm saving it. I'm saving it, Verbal. I know when I get it, it's gonna get got.
Let me tell you my story about this gumbo thing, right? You know, Dwight was making this big deal about making the gumbo and everything. I don't eat gumbo. I don't eat seafood. You know, it's like I'll eat catfish. I'll eat some baked whitefish, you know, or whatever. I just am not a seafood person. So I'm laying in my bed and decided to stay, you know, out of the main part of the house, right? And he's in there, you know, whatever, you know, he went all to the fish market and he went to all these places.
That's how we do. Go all out, baby.
so anyway, he started in there, you know, making whatever, the roux, whatever, I don't know what. And it was smelling okay, right? Then all of a sudden he started putting the crab and the shrimp in there and I thought I was going to be sick. I thought that was the most horrid smell. I'm like...
That's good eating.
I'm like,
right
oh
there.
My God. But he's like, Mom, you going to come eat some gumbo? I'm like, boy, I don't eat seafood. I don't eat gumbo. He's like, you didn't tell me like you know. Like, how many years I've been your mama? You know I don't eat no seafood. and stuff. And so he's like, Mom, but you need to change your ways. You really need to change your ways. You need to eat some gumbo. I'm like, no, I'm not eating no gumbo. He's like, you better put some up for L.A. You better put some up for I'm going to put some up for L.A., okay? I am.
Wait a minute. Right there. Stop right there. My name didn't come up in that conversation.
We're going to freeze you some because by the time you get out here, yeah, we'll freeze you some, okay?
Oh, I'm going to be hungry when I get there. All that walking? Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Okay, so.
If you tune in, Wednesday, I'll let you know, I'll let you know how good.
Oh, no, man, don't do that to me. L.A., please don't do that to me,
let
man.
You know. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to bring me some crackers.
Oh, man. No, but see, this is what I was going to tell L.A. See, you need to get a homemade biscuit. Not a biscuit, but a homemade biscuit, right? Take it around the bowl and kind of like get up some of that residue on the side of the bowl and put it in your mouth. Mm.
Stop it up, man. Stop him up. Stop it up.
That's what. See, the meat and the gumbo and all, and the potatoes and all that other stuff is all right. But see, when you take that biscuit and you slide it around the edge of the bowl, that's where the eating is at.
Oh, my God, you're funny. We try very hard to feed L.A. well when he comes to our house.
I have no complaints at all. Please believe. I have no complaints.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, please donate. I need $30, y'all. Please donate. Okay.
Oh, verbal.
Yeah.
Another, I ain't let you know, had the smothered okra with the smoked sausage in it over the rice last time off the chain. Dwayne did it again.
Oh, no.
My son made that too.
The smothered okra.
That's wrong. That's foul, L.A. See,
what's up,
now you know why I have to tease you from time to time, man. You be hurting a brother, man. You hurting me, dog.
Oh, man, he hurting me. I'm telling you,
man.
He was off the chain. I could just know what this gumbo's going to be like, man.
Ooh.
Lady Flavor, you have a grill.
Yes, we got one of those barrel grills.
Oh, okay. When I get there, right, I'm going to show you how we do it. I'm going to show you how to grill some food. And I don't want no bunch of people around me when I'm on the grill, right?
You don't want nobody over your left shoulder, verbal.
Nobody on my left shoulder. And see, I'm 6'4", right, and 315 pounds. So
it looks under your armpit then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Your armpit.
See, when I get in the kitchen, I love to cook, right? I love to cook because when I cook spaghetti, right, I make my homemade pasta sauce and all that good stuff.
We're going to have a challenge then, bro, you and I with this spaghetti then, because I could think my spaghetti sauce could stack up to anybody too. So we might have Little Bobby Flay style, little L.A. style. We take it to Food Network.
No.
Dallin.
L.A., I'm going to tell you right now, you don't
have
a chance.
You know where I'm from, verbal. You know it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was over the grandmother's left shoulder. I have some tricks up my sleeve.
You may be good. But see, when I put the ingredients in there, Even the air goes against the walls in the house and smack each other.
Okay. All right, now. When I put the top on my sauce, verbal, you know what it do is the pot start clapping. The top of the pot against the base and start clapping like, yeah, you did it again. Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
It be clapping.
L.A.
When I go to my freezer
and they know the food in the freezer, I'm getting ready to cook spaghetti, the food jumps out. cabinets open up, everything come out. I don't have to touch nothing.
Okay.
Then okay. I go to work.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you now.
And don't let me get on the grill.
I don't want you pulling no. You know why you. Why you know saying you hiding by the 6 foot frame? I don't want you pulling no Prego bottle out your pocket or nothing, no ragu or nothing. Okay.
Oh.
I don't want you pulling none of that out. You know what I'm saying?
No. See, I don't do 2 foot nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't buy them 2 foot $4 things. You know, I don't buy nothing in a job, man.
All right.
Mushrooms, the mushrooms, the garlic, and that special little herb from India. Bow. And I'm not talking about curry. No, don't step up to the plate. Now, I'm going to embarrass you because I cook. Oster.
All right, now.
Down home. Right. As a matter of fact, you know what? You know what I found out in my life? If I cook for a woman that I just don't plan to see, you know, long wife, uh-huh. I don't cook for her because every time I cook for a woman, they end up staying. One woman went to her house and brought two suitcases over that very same night and asked for some milk.
This was spaghetti? Well, this was this.
Oh, this was spaghetti.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah. Now, you don't want to talk about nothing else, because see, from everything from gumbo to chicken Alfredo, that'd be me.
And
don't talk about my cordon bleu. I didn't get to be 300 pounds for nothing, bro. I ain't never been married, never shot with a woman. Ain't never had the money to go eat up in a tavern on the green.
Okay.
So I had to cook.
All right.
I hear you.
Okay, so, you know, Verbal, we got a big kitchen here at the house, so, you know, when you get to Seattle, you know, you and L.A. can have your cook-off.
Got a big kitchen. All I need is a sharp knife and a cutting board.
Okay, we can provide that for you.
That's all I need.
And we have one of those nice... What's the little produce place right up there on right there Flavor Columbia?
What are you talking about? The what?
The produce place. Get the fresh
produce. Oh, McPherson's.
Yeah.
McPherson's. Uh huh.
So you know, so you don't have to.
Don't take me
to
no fresh produce shop.
You don't have to bring those vials of dried minced onion or none of that. You take it to get the fresh stuff, okay?
Oh, no. All I need is a sharp knife and a cutting board and something to put all my delicate, savory, lascivious, salubrious ingredients into
okay,
the pot and let the vintage of the victuals come to life.
Mm. I think that sounds like a poem. I think that's Verbal. That sounds like a poem, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to have it. See, Flavor, I'm going to have him going back today after the show. He's going to get a couple, you know, another couple of Joe. He's going to make a piece called spaghetti sauce or something like that. That's going to be a spaghetti sauce.
And L.A., when you finish eating my spaghetti, you're going to write a poem saying, I should have left Skills alone because my stomach has now found a new home.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. Please believe, you know, I'm not no hater now. I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. If it's cracking, I'm gonna let it be known. Like whenever, you know, when it ain't right, Flavor, I'll let Flavor know it ain't right. But if it's right, I'll let it is right. So,
hey,
know.
LA, you down homeboy, right?
Most deaf.
When's the last time you made some crackling bread?
Oh man, I ain't made that in. It's been since I was down there. And that's probably been like since, you know, when I first got out of the military, probably like, you know, 98 or something like that.
Oh, man.
It's been a while, man.
Well, better sharpen your skills because here come Verbal.
Okay,
I'm coming at it. I'm not playing, dog. I'm not playing.
I don't...
I want to see what you're working with. Fire up the grill, Flavor. Fire up the grill. Get those coals just right. Okay. Well, while you guys are, like, you know, thinking about your, you know, your cook-off challenge, I'm going to play a song, okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Play a song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Please do. Please
we've been,
do.
We've been to talk the whole show about cooking and
I know.
Cooking all
that's
and
so
everything.
Funny. You guys are just killing me. It's, I love it. I love it when Verbal calls in because, yeah, you just never know what we're going to talk about. But anyway, I'm going to play a piece by another local artist from Seattle, Washington. Her origins are actually Sweden, and her name is Jennifer Newberry, and this piece is called Bittersweet.
Seems like yesterday that I got on that plane. With the world I had to leave in the soul.
That was Jennifer Newberry with her track called Bittersweet. I have to tell you, I've been watching this young lady on Facebook for a while, and she is performing all over the Pacific Northwest, you know, at the casinos and different venues and stuff like that. She's done some recording right up the street at the Columbia City Theater's studio and stuff, and you know, I asked her if she'd be willing to send some tracks, and I think she's got a beautiful, beautiful voice. So that's Jennifer Newberry out of Seattle, Washington. What'd you think of that, Verbal?
Man, you know what that was like? I felt myself, you ever seen one of those birds that just fly and soar around? Not a buzzard, I'm just saying, you know, one of them nice, pretty little birds like a falcon or something just gracefully flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful song.
That was beautiful. What'd you think, L.A.?
Yeah, it was lovely. Lovely. Another Pacific Northwest, you know. Jim, don't call it the Emerald City for nothing. Hey. You know how we do up here. Told you, we more than just Starbucks and Microsoft. Yes,
well, before we go any further, I wanna put another thing out there. We just started announcing, but you know, I don't think that people really know you know, what Flavor News is doing out here. Yes, we're in Seattle, Washington, but we're connected with people all around the United States, but also around the globe. And interestingly enough, you know, people are paying attention to what we're doing. It may not seem like it, you know, depending on where you are within our circle, but people are paying attention. And we've been contacted the last couple of weeks by some other stations saying, Flavor News, would you send us some of your indie artists to play? So the thing is that we put it out there all the time. You know, if you are an indie artist and you have some MP3 tracks that you would like to be played on the Mosaic Show, you know, please send us your tracks to the Mosaic Show 206 at gmail.com or the Mosaic Show 206 at flavornews.com. You never know. Your tracks may not only be played here on the Mosaic Show, but it could be played in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Atlanta, you know, Detroit, Chicago. You know, it can be played not just only here, you know. So we talk about all the time, you know, Flavor News is connecting the dots, and the reality is that we are. You know, this isn't a game for us. What we do with Flavor News and supporting and finding ways to showcase indie artists is just what we live to do. And I'm very blessed to have, you know, LA in my corner. I'm blessed to have Michael Blakes in my corner. I'm blessed to have, you know, Verbal Skills, you know, who've taken a dream that originated with me and joined hands and help it spread. The one thing, you know, I don't get involved in mess. I don't get involved in the online mess. I get involved with the people that are really, really wanting to do something and have a talent and are deserving, you know, to have the help of a variety of, you know, avenues that are provided out there to help an indie artist. So that's why we do the Mosaic Show. That's why we have Flavor News social networks on the Ning side and on Facebook. You know, that's why we have our website, you know, www.flavornews.com. And we put out a monthly newsletter. We have, you know, a featured artist. We have a way for you to advertise your products. We have a way of selling your products. We have a way of you, you know, posting up the different events that you are involved with. You know, we have a variety of ways of helping support the indie artists. So, you know, come on board with us. So anyway, that's me and my little soapbox again.
No, but if, you know, and if you're a small business owner or business owner and you need some, you know, another avenue to get your name out there, get your product out there, whatever, you know, definitely look at, you know what I'm saying, Flavor News as the ways that may be helping you into reaching those goals, reaching those numbers or what have you. So, you know, we all about building win-wins over here. So, you know, that's what we all about here, you know, bridging that gap, making and creating win-wins and, you know, just allowing people to, you know what I'm saying, chase that dream and, you know, utilize this platform. So, but I want to play another track here from the Okie Zoo crew. Flavor, you want to give them a little talk about the Okie Zoo, that what you know from them thus far before we get into this track I'm about to play?
Okay, so we have some amazing people, and some of them are actually right here in Seattle, Washington. And luckily, you know, one of them, the main people, is a cousin of L.A.'s.
First cousin. My mother and his mother are sisters. So, you know, we definitely are close kin. So, yeah. So go ahead, Flame. I'm sorry.
I don't know why you turned it over to me to talk about it. You know more. But from what I understand, they originated out of Okinawa, Japan. He was stationed over there in Japan with the Navy and has now transplanted here into the Pacific Northwest. They are the true hip-hop. We have a group up here called the 206 Zulu. They are comparable to that. They are associated with, you know, within their group, you know, the the DJs, the b-boys, the graphic designers, graffiti designers, and all of that. If you go to www.blog.okizoo.com, is that right, LA?
Yes, that's Okizoo. That's OKIZOO. Okizoo.
You can check out what they're doing, and we're going to be working on a project with them here very soon in the spring. But one of the things I really, really love about this particular group, which, you know, I'm hoping to meet them face-to-face one day soon, they have these things that I call Okizoo dolls, but they're like origami paper hip-hop dolls. So I really encourage you to go to this website and check out the Okizoo dolls and just everything that they're doing, because they're just adorable. So we need to get some Flava News Okizoo dolls. So anyway, with that said, we'll have L.A. play one of their tracks.
Yeah, this is Relay Gold by the Okizoo.
Still running in this relay squad.
Doing the same leg two at the start.
These guys have been together for a while. They've been together for as long as our team was in Canada. So these guys are very precise.
He's a brilliant starter. World indoor champion. He's a fast man out of the blocks. Almost set. Men's 4x1. The Americans in 5. Almost set to go.
Going downhill.
Going out of the hill.
Going downhill.
Away first time, and a good start by the United States.
Isolated spectrum, Marshall Great Injection, state infections, play the words you may believe in, state relief and probability, and taxes of our actions, what are words for passion, or simply passing the tick box, to which is in position on the listening and vision with an offer definition, I could talk until I'm sickened, initial cost of price of risen, like a shaman see a vision, maybe from hallucinogens, mind is running, heart is racing, both to speaking, I'm believing, at least opposite for treating anything for eating, if it's knowledge that's digesting, new for thought and testing, know it all through living blessings. I don't think we're ever ending. I need every arm extending. If we're moving, minds mending. Ways for all sides blending. All you want is for pretending. We need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Losing visions of our heaven, creating
the
our own hell.
Got it all right.
The label, rap table. They snatched a good china as soon as I set the table. I'm vexed, but I got what I wanted. I feel needed. It's just a level dance with the devil, soul defeated, and it's speeding toward ground zero. Cause you can fake it with starlight, guitar hero, hip hop hero. That means I'll burn my own kingdom, start from scratch. It's OZ from the birth to the trap, you feel that? It's a domino effect. Each one could teach one, or each one could off one. Till alone stands done. These who fortify to the highest degree. And keep the flow steady, moving like kinetic energy. The pedigree, an MC ready for change. But like an extra in the movie, you don't know my name. But I waylay cerebro, incognito. The heart rate's dropping injections, that's
check
me.
Check coming up.
For
yep,
the
yep,
people,
yep.
Peep the seat. For the check the content, the label reads. Full of that really real. Fat beats with MCs, that's really skill. Oh no, hell no, slack jaws, get their cap killed. How the fuck you gonna Superman a hoe? You ain't the man of steel, you're more like Aquaman. Jump in this waist, hard in your gills. I guess it's for real, this killer beat kill. Killer beat kill, killer beat kill. Who's wanna collabo, but they whack or the whack. I tie the shoelaces together and tell them to get on the track. You're dumb as fuck, and I'm sure somebody told you before. It's Okizoo crew, more important shit you choose to ignore. Yo, I choose to explore when I explore. After burners blue flaming on you at the start like the Condor. You want more? Like Busta Rhymes. Okizoo be right on time. Like Busta Rhymes.
Proceeding over the front. Hit them one shots. I'm going. Headed for first place. Like a relay race. And I'm the anchor. In between life and death. I'm not a slave in the struggle. Within a masterful hustle. Giving maximum trouble. Over a kick man. Some basis for trouble. With a champion sound. Rising down from the United Underground. To the shores of Japan. Where the tears are blacker than the back of my hand. That's still I stand, the scallops is in. We a rubber band to make my money fold. You a love an Okizoo pool. Winning for this relay gold. And a fast-paced race can't make mistakes. Maintain and sustain. Laughing MCs and Richard Relaying like the bass. Banging out surviving. Controlling your constant head nodding. Never second place to be forgotten. Marathon runners, smart runners, top gun.
It's gonna be pretty quick. It's not too far outside the world record.
Well, that is certainly a lot closer to the world record than I thought they'd go.
Yeah, that was Relay Go by the Okizoo crew. So you can check that website out at www.blog.okizoo, that's OKIZOO.com. And check out and see what's going on in their world and whatnot. And, man, other than that, Flavor, what else going on? I know we got some events coming up. Want to give a shout out to the big homie, you know, Seth, who has a show coming up this Friday at St. Martin University. Right, Flavor? You have that information? Or I don't know if you
Well, if you go to our website at www.flavornews.com and click on the event calendar, you can find out more information. But that is taking place this this Friday. It's the third annual hip-hop event that they do down there at St. Martin's University in Olympia, Washington, actually Lacey, Washington. So I really encourage you to go out and support that particular event. And that particular artist, Yidam Sek, is an artist that Flavor News is working very closely with. We have some exciting things coming up this spring with him and some of the other local artists here in Seattle. So, yeah, go check that event out if you are in the South. What do you call that area down Olympia? It's not actually King County.
Thurston, huh? I think. Thurston? I'm not sure. Thurston County. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not too familiar with anything, you know. After Pierce, I'm lost.
I know, me too.
Pierce, I'm floating in thin air. I don't know what's cracking. My apologies, though, to everybody in Olympia and Lacey for me not knowing that, so don't be mad at me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't. We'll educate ourselves in 2010 so we know our own area a little bit better. I'm going to play a track, though. I hope this piece doesn't scare anybody, but this is a spoken word artist out of Oakland, California, and his name is Kari Touré, and this piece is called Beauty Queen.
I love a thick woman. I love a thick woman. I'm not attracted to skinny women. Never have been. That's why I start laughing when anorexic women approach me asking for a date. I say, hold up, wait. Baby, you need to gain a little weight. Cause I like a woman with some junk in the trunk, a big old badunkadunk. A booty so fat you can see it from the front. And I ain't going front. I want a woman with thickness, a curvaceous beauty queen. The type of woman that causes traffic accidents every time she wears a pair of jeans. And the men all pause soon as she steps on the scene saying, damn, she thick. Huh, here comes thickness. Gotta call a paramedic. Her thick ass has been known to cause whiplash, and her curves are genetic. See, she get it from her mama, breaking men's necks when she walks past, causing cars to crash. Beauty queen, you know you're fine. Made me have a wet dream in the daytime. And she said some man called her fat, I said he got nerves. Because baby, your fat is fabulous and thick, and real women have curves. See, I call you a beauty queen, and I rate you higher than a 10. As most men, they'll tell you that curves are in. Thickness is the new thin, and sexy doesn't come in a size 6. I love them country thick model chicks, body shaped like a Coke bottle. And when I see thickness, I start licking my lips, cause she got cakes and her pants don't stand a chance against them hips. Skinny chicks get off the runway. There's a plus size diva coming through. Strutting down the catwalk, a voluptuous beauty queen. Her face should grace the cover of King magazine. And some skinny women have curves too. I like them with a pretty face and thick in the waist. So if you got meat on your bones, poems for you. Just as long as your curvaceous and thick and not bulimic or skinny like some stick. See, I love a big bone beauty queen. God bless her with a little extra. When dude's gonna try and holler, it's inevitable. Her body is incredible. They need to come up with a new word for her kind of thickness. Maybe call her ridiculous. And fellas, you better get you a thick chick. Cause ain't no loving like a big girl's oven. And beauty queens also wear a size 10 and above. So I had to make another poem showing all the thick girls some love. And I love how it jiggles when she wiggles. She's a beautiful, bodacious beauty queen. L.A. face with an Oakland booty. Her hips stretching the seam of a jean. And I love them thick beauty queens from Detroit. They can't be slept on. And them fly chicks from the shy make a brother want to learn how to get a step on. And them thick chicks from the dirty South talking that sexy country grammar. From Alabama, Florida, Texas, Carolinas, Virginia, and Louisiana. And I can't forget about them sexy Georgia peaches repping Atlanta. And them thick chicks from Missouri to show me sex. But wait, New York and Jersey? Lord have mercy, they got this thick shit on lock.
That That was Kari from Oakland, California with his
beat
called
Queen. I like that. I'm over here getting icy and everything. I'm sweating. Ooh, I need some iced tea. I need some Louisiana. I need some country time lemonade. I'm over here. I'm getting hyphy over here, boy. I like that.
Yeah. That was definitely hot.
I'm over here getting hyphy and about thizzing and everything, man. Oh, yeah. Well, who was that again, Slayer?
It's called Beauty Queen, and his name is Carr. He's a very, very big man.
Oh, man, the thick ladies got to love that one. They dropping it like it's too hot. They dropping it like it's too hot on that one. I'm telling you. They going to hurt somebody. They hear that one.
I've been connected with Carr for many years on MySpace, but never really, really corresponded with him. And then I heard him on another blog talk show being interviewed in regards to spoken word. And so, you know, I sent him a message and I said, you really need to send me some tracks. So that he said he would. This one I kind of stole from him. But the thing that I had a beef with Kari is that he was talking about there aren't places out here in the West Coast that really, really support spoken word, that you got to go back to the East Coast, you know, Atlanta, New York. You know, he's performed at the New Eureka in New York and everything. And I'm like, you know, I totally understand that. But, you know, as I find it really sad that, you know, that artists feel like, you know, for them to feel like they've made it, they got to go to the East Coast. So I told him, I said, if he ever comes to Seattle, Washington, that we will make sure we set up an event that he can perform at. And so he said, deal. So he's got a CD that's going to be coming out, I believe, this spring. He promises that he's going to stay in touch with me. And when that happens, he's going to come up this direction to participate in a Flava News event and sell his CD.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Well, Flavor. It seems like everybody trying to get to Seattle, so what is
that?
You know what? That makes me so happy, you know? I mean, that honestly, that makes me happy when people say that, you know, that they want to come up here, because we are an area of the United States that is not tapped into. But if you really pay attention to some of the artists that we play, you know, which I know that you are, Verbal, we've got some talent up here. We've got some serious talent up in the Pacific Northwest, so I'm excited that people are paying attention, saying they want to come up here. And the reality is we have the capability. Flava News has the capability of throwing a great event in an absolutely amazing environment. We have that hookup.
And I'm gonna go on record. Unless you know, I can't even say down there. It's too humid down there, man. There's too many mosquitoes and everything. There's no summer like a Seattle summer, I'm going to tell you.
Wow, that's saying a lot, bro.
I'm telling you, man, I ain't going to front. Ain't no
saying a lot.
It's beautiful right now. I'm going to, if after the show is over, I'm going to go outside and take a picture from outside of my house. Oh, my God, Verbal, the cherry blossoms are blooming in my driveway. You know, some of the bulb flowers are coming up. It is so beautiful.
Already?
Already in Seattle.
It's
beautiful.
And you got Bad Boy Number 2 in the chat room saying he wants to come to Seattle.
Well, Bad Boy Number 2, you need to come to Seattle. You need to stay in touch with us, and you need to put in the chat room when your show is on, because that's, you know, I came to your show and heard Verbal over there, so we know you do a blog talk too.
Yeah, man. See, it's a beautiful thing. For all the sponsors out there, I'm telling you, you need to get with Flava News. I'm telling you, we can do some big things. I'm telling you, we connected. I'm telling you, we can do some big things. I'm telling you. So if you're out there listening, or if you're somebody out there listening who might know, I'm telling you. Because we have some talent. like I say, a verbal skills. I'm just waiting to meet this man, you know. Forget about the spaghetti sauce and the barbecue. You know, I'm trying to, you know, this man here seems like he could command a room, an audience. I'm going to start calling him the maestro with that voice that he has, I'm telling you.
thank you,
the maestro. So I'm just saying, so if we could get a verbal skills up here to perform, and who that we just played, I'm sorry, I forgot the name from, oh, Kari. And man, I'm telling you, this is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous what could go down, I'm just saying.
Just to put it out there again, we are, Bad Boy Number 2 put his Blog Talk Show in there, and I'll have to make sure that I save it as a favorite. Oh, that's the other thing that I wanted to do is for anybody that's listening to our show, you know, save us as a favorite. We don't necessarily do it a conventional way as a lot of the other Blog Talk Shows. We don't, you know, have a script that we go by. We kind of just go by the flow. We talk. We play music, you know, we have, kitchen challenges between verbal and, you know, and L.A., you know, whatever it is, you know, that's just what we do. But the one thing, please remember that what Flavor News and the Mosaic Show is all about is supporting independent artists, underground artists. So that's what we're here for. But we have an event.
Go to PayPal. Go to PayPal, make that dollar donation.
And again, for those of you that may have missed what this PayPal dollar donation thing is that Flavor News is committed to building a financial foundation for underground independent artists. And we want to ask your help to do that. So we're asking if you would donate $1 per month towards this foundation. My 50th birthday showcase, which is taking place July 10th here in Seattle, Washington, is going to be a showcase which features independent artists, but it is also going to be a fundraiser for this particular financial foundation for indie artists. So all proceeds from that event is going towards that foundation in hopes that come September we can give out at least two $500 artist grants. And just think about it. The more that you help support us financially, the more that we can do to help support indie artists across the United States. And you never know. It may be you who you know, gets awarded a grant. So, you know, go to our PayPal account is the email address that is associated with our PayPal is flavanews@live.com. But you can also go to our website and click on the feedback page. There is also a donation button right there. So we ask that you support us in what we're trying to do to help support you. So
I want to give a quick shout out to NJO Media, Inye Wukongma, the big homie. I want to say thank you for, you know, and your expertise and your vision as well. So, you know, the big shout out to the big homie Inye Wukongma.
Definitely. I have been having some meetings the last couple of weeks with Inye. He is just an inspiration. I feel so blessed that God is opening the doors to connect with some real people that can really do something. So, yes, Inye is definitely one of those people that Flavor News wants to give a shout out to. And thank you for, you know, connecting with us to do some things. I'm going to play a track from some young men that we are going to be working with coming this year, 2010. I call them Soul Hop, but actually they go by the name of Mike Mack and Harlem. And this is their piece, Who Are You? By Mike Mack and Harlem out of Seattle, Washington.
you lift the bar up. Haters stay serving, so I guess that means my order's up. Staying with that sound, representing what I know with love. Flipping it just right, how I write stuff from above. You could say I got a mind of the wicked type. When it comes to spitting lines that you couldn't write, play a day to get in line with the other type. I'ma stay driven, living the life of the hungry type. Stepping up from what you used to on the radio, but that can get you outcasted like radio. Lyrically ill, I drill rap scenarios. You gon' have to come with it real or change where it goes. Going to show I'm so what should be heard around. I rap a soul untold and quick to put it down. You people keep me on the low like underground, and every time you hear a verse, the same question out your mouth. Hey, hey, people keep me on the low like underground, and every time you hear a verse, the same question out your mouth. I reply, it is I, and I run it out. Lyrics were my verse, and I'm first when I run it out.
Man, this is classic.
I tell them I'm an MC, upperclassman. Too fly for these underdog rappers. Ain't what it looks like, Wonder Bra rappers. I can break it down for anybody asking. Swag like a headache, float like an aspirin. So I balance out, and I'm nice, but to get into the game, you just gotta take your talent out. So the worst is the best is the worst, so I'm blessed with a curse. And in the end, the rest will disperse, leaving me with a pen in a pad for a verse. Yeah. So grieve and accept it. Band on the run, the wings are connected. Guaranteed in the game, they won't need me. Find me on the wall, blend it in with graffiti. I'm hip hop. Guaranteed in the game, they won't need me. Find me on the wall, blend it in with graffiti. I'm hip hop. And I'm real to the essence. Boxed in flow, I'ma make them all check it.
That's Who Are You by Mike Mack in Harlem out of Seattle, Washington. So I think that it might be a good time since
wow.
We only got about...
That was hot.
Did you like them?
Oh, man. Can you send me that track? I want to jam it on my MP3 player. I was like, yeah,
okay.
I can still do that. Oh.
I would do that. That would make them so happy to hear that. It's we've got their music being played on the East Coast out of Maryland right now. But they're not even 21 years old yet. And so I'm just so impressed with them that, you know, they did all of slide out of a closet, you know? And to have the talents, you know, they don't use all that profanity and everything. You
right,
know, but they've
right.
got a message to what they're doing. And I'm so impressed with these young men. And
you see that brother came in with the intro? The
mm-hmm.
intro of that song, the brother,
uh-huh.
on the intro, he came in nice and smooth, and it had a little breakdown. Y'all should have
mm-hmm.
seen me in my living room. Y'all should have seen me in my living room sliding to the left. It was like I was doing an electric slide.
Now we
yeah.
have somebody in South Carolina loving Mike Mack in Harlem, so I will definitely
all
let
right.
them know, but I will what? Send you some of their tracks.
Send me a link, too, because I want to holler at them boys. Them boys is all right. I believe in giving credit where credit is due. And you know
mm-hmm.
me, if I hear a good piece somewhere,
mm-hmm.
anywhere, you know, I try to, you know, lend my little feeble efforts and let
okay.
other people know.
Well, I know they would appreciate hearing that, you know. It's, yeah, that would be good
track.
For them. So, but I think that... Since we only have like 17 minutes left, I think it might be a good point for you to do your piece, Verbal.
Oh, okay. All right. This
Are you
is
ready?
A,
or is that good?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
This is a brand new piece. I do not have it memorized. And it's called Kiss of the Tangerine Moon. Lips moist like tea leaves green. Yearning for a twilight's dew, summons gentle hints of nature's tranquil sensations of nocturnal rapture as the birth of breeze is set free the gratification of humility. irises and pupils surrendered to the warmth of moonbeam's nectar as iridescent glow showed the path for the slowly marching army of clouds across the battlefield's victory. And yet, an embrace became naked from its loneliness as time became gullible to a languishing touch. Magic dazzled the night sky with stars that, like the moon, slipped their treasures by the still marching clouds onto the same wanting, pliable lips, which made the air between them flee into the hungry and devouring lungs, setting ablaze the nostrils' flare. Patience struggled like a westward wind climbing into space, twinges throbbing, pulsating. Weakening thoughts created a swirling vertigo of rhapsody only confined by a submissive trust. At that very instant, that most right, precise moment, clarity, for that kiss of tenderness discovered its ethereal purpose beneath a blushing tangerine moon. And that's that piece.
Mm.
That's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
Purple.
Tangerine moon. Yep.
Are you done? Hot off the press.
Look at that. We are lucky here on the Mosaic Show.
Yeah, is this the first time you broke it, Verbal?
Flavor news.
Hey, there you go. Hot
flavor
off,
news.
Hot off the Belgian waffle maker.
That's right.
Belgian waffle maker, ladies and gentlemen, Verbal Skills.
Yes, yes, and
thank you
for the opportunity once again. I love hanging out at this show.
Oh,
we love you
calling in as often that you do. Please don't stop, man. Don't stop. I love the camaraderie and you know, saying that how we just dialogue and whatever. You fit right in, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you guys at Flavor Magazine, ever since my first radio interview, that's how I met Lady Flavor. And
mm-hmm.
Lady Flavor, I was so nervous that night and everything, and you showed me love, you showed me support, and I'm just trying to give it back. I'm just trying to share what I have with everybody else. And that's why I keep harping on, you know, that $1 donation, you never know how it might inspire somebody else. Because when you help somebody, and like I said before, and I don't mean to be redundant, when you help somebody else, they put out a great piece. As an artist, don't that make you want to excel in your game too? That's all I'm saying. And that's all I'm saying, Lady Flavor. Thank you, because I remember you from that first Blog Talk Radio show, and this is one of the few shows that I definitely try to make each and every week. This one, and also with the Bad Boys, because I love them boys. Them boys be killing. We all have fun. I mean, you know.
That's what's up.
And of
that's
course, you know, and I'm associated with other, you know, names, sites, and everything. And I love them as well. And, you know, I'm just trying to spread it. I'm a big guy. I can spread love around.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Well, we appreciate the support, you know, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to meet you on Soul City Radio and to call in, you know, and have that chance to talk with you and connect with you, you know. It's just, you know, I mean, you just never know when and where you're going to connect with good people. And that night that I called into Dwayne's show was a blessing because I met you, you know, Verbal. And
right,
you know,
true. And it's been such a blessing to me also. And I thank you for all your love and support. And like I said, anytime y'all need me or you think I could do something or I may assist anybody that y'all may know, send them my way. I'm more than happy to help them.
That's what's up. Fair exchange.
Exactly. That's the way, you know, things should be done. You know, because LA and I talk about all the time, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool, especially when it comes to indie artists, you know, because that's what you need. You need a street team all across the globe, you know, to help spread the word. If they love what they're doing, what you're doing, excuse me, then, you know, they should be willing to help you spread the word about your talents, because, you know, that's just how you're going to go about connecting the dots, you know, to make things happen. I know there are a lot of artists out there that do it just for the love, and that's cool. That's cool. But there are others that are just really serious about it and have products to sell and need, you know, help in being able to get out there to the masses, to be recognized and to have people go to a site and purchase their product and everything. So, you know, help Flavor News and help the Mosaic Show spread the word for your favorite people, you know, just like, I'm sorry.
No, I say definitely go to that. Go to that www.flavornews.com and check out that Art Emporium section. You know, we got a lot of, you know, a lot of books out there that people could read, a lot of, you know, a lot of things people could pick up, you know, for whatnot that's going on, you know. So definitely, you know, support, you know, support that Art Emporium on flavornews.com and everything. And I'm sorry, Flavor, did I cut you off?
No, that's okay. You know, I just guess I really want people to understand, you know, the purpose, L.A., that we have, why we do what we do. You know, this is our passion. This is L.A. and I meet every Tuesday and Thursday, if not in person, over the phone. And we talk about the things that we need to do within the week. And we're accountable to each other to make sure that these things are happening. And, you know, I've been blessed. L.A. has not been able to have attend the meeting that I've been having with Inye and Yidam, but, you know, he will hear shortly. But, I mean, just to be able to connect with somebody like that, all the people that we're connecting with. And so, you know, I just want people to understand, you know, we've got a station out of Washington, D.C. that's going to be going live in March. They're wanting radio-friendly tracks, you know, and have asked us if we would help screen some music for them to send out to them to play on their show. So, you know, we can make some things happen, you know. So if you connect with us and you want to be heard, you know, not only here in the Pacific Northwest, but any other places that Flavor News is connected, you know, send us your MP3 tracks to the Mosaic Show 206 at flavornews.com or the Mosaic Show 206 at gmail.com, and we will screen your tracks, see what we think. You know, there aren't too many tracks that haven't been chosen, so get with us. And I want to thank Bad Boy Number 2 for joining us today, and I encourage you to tune into their show at Poetic Works LLC today at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I heard Verbal on their show, and he did an amazing interview there, and I learned some things about him, you know, when he was young and girls and this and that. So, yeah, you just want to know what you might learn about somebody on one of these blog talk radio shows. So I want to thank Bad Boy Number 2 for coming out and supporting us today. That's big love. He says he's in Germany, so.
That's what's up.
So thank you. Thank you so much for that, and we've got 8 minutes left.
I got one more cut, Flavor. I gotta play my Mardi Gras cut, my Rebirth Brass Band.
Okay.
If you don't mind, Verbal.
No, not at all. Not at all. Do your thing.
I'm about to pull out my umbrella and do what I want to, baby. Holler at me.
Early in So I understand you want to do a piece for us.
Oh,
I don't want to bring down the energy of the we got right now. So next Sunday, I just want to be on this high right now, this umbrella high. So
I think that cat's still on his back. He still got that cat on his back.
He's happy to be on the shoulder right now. So
yes, indeedy. Yeah,
bad boy.
Bad boy. I'm glad we were able to close the show out on a high like that. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Everybody got their jig on.
Woo! Man, I might need another taste of that one.
I know. Hey, we gonna drop it like that, you know, every once in a while. Verb, I got a couple more gems. I got to go dig in the crate, pull some out for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do. You know what I'm saying? I definitely don't let the beans stick. I try to keep it always moving, moving and grooving. I know I have flavor over that singing and humming stuff after I've been played it a couple times. So you don't think I'll be hearing them, but I'll be hearing them.
See, first time I asked Flavor to dance, she didn't want to get up. I just had to snatch her up on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you got to do it. Got to grab her by the wrist.
I like it like that. If you come out here to see up on session for me, Verbal, you might not be able to leave, so, you know.
Oh, that's not right. I can work it with that music behind me. I can work it.
Tell him we played out one. I'm telling you. You played out one. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Bad Boy with the cat, me with Flavor, and L.A. over there jigging. What?
Oh, jigging with my umbrella? I'll be like, man, look out. And I'll start spinning that thing where they think I'm a musician.
Bad boy, tell the truth. Which one of y'all were doing a goose step, you or the cat?
Yeah, man, we don't goose step over here, bruh. We do no goose step over here, bruh. I was sliding. I was doing the mashed potato. I don't know about y'all. I'm old school. I was doing the bus stop mashed potato. Had the cat on the back.
Running man. Oh, man.
I was running man. Grab my one leg and keep it going. Yeah, I know about that.
Man, I told you, Bad Boy, they be illing over here, man. And sometimes it just be them too, man. And you can listen to some wonderful, crazy conversations, man. They talk about everything right here on a Sunday morning.
On a Sunday morning, you know what I'm saying? Not a football over, ain't no thing. Nah, ain't no reason not to tune in. Football over. Nobody don't watch baseball like talking about, so, man, look, come on. I know the Olympics on now, but every Sunday, should be tuning in.
Oh, I'm going to be tuning in. This is a great time, too, so be tuning in.
You know, Bad Boy, just, you know, Play the News and the Mosaic Show, we just about, you know, spreading love and sharing about, you know, some amazing, amazing artists, so. You know, we have a good time, and, yeah, sometimes it's just me and L.A. talking on the show, and, you know, we just love talking to each other. So we glad to have Verbal Skills come and join us and now to have you and all of that. But, you know, the bottom line is we're here to just show the love, you know, to indie artists. And, you know, the reality is we're opening the doors. You know, thank God for that. We're opening the doors and shining the light on some artists in different parts of the country. So, you know, we appreciate you calling into our show all the way from a career clear across the world. You know,
and across that water.
All across that water in the future.
All the way Craig, across that water. Yes, sir. We're Verbal, my friend, I know you was over there goose-stepping and doing a little bit of everything.
Oh, man, I was trying to do the alligator talking about old school. You should have seen me on the floor. Laid out trying to do like that James Brown thing. But I couldn't jump back up that quick. But it's all right. I'm going to get there.
Yeah. We're going to definitely have that. When you get over here and you get up here, that's going to be definitely a cut we got to play. We're going to be goosenecking, whatever, stepping, everything, flavor, pull up by the wrist. Get her out there. with her leopard socks on. She might have leopard print socks on.
Ooh, not the leopard print.
Yeah. the leopard print socks with the five toes in them.
Ooh. Ooh, flavor. I didn't know you so like that, girl.
You could go
sure you're gonna be 50. Oh my goodness. I ain't gonna say nothing else. Now I'm gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, purr, something.
See what I'm saying, bad boy? I hear you, man. Man, they be yelling up in here, mate. And they show a lot of love. That's why I love coming here, man. And bad boys, you bad boy number one and two, man, y'all do a great show, man. And I'm going to let everybody know. I let everybody
know. Yeah, I'm going to have to tune in. I'm going to have to get hip. I'm going to have to tune in myself.
Man, it'd be nothing but fun, man.
Make sure y'all tune in next week.
That's what it's all about, fun.
Oh, yeah, you got a birthday coming up, bad boy.
Yes, sir.
It's his birthday, so we got to tune in for sure next Sunday.
Tune in.
The show is 3 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, so we shouldn't forget that since it's, you know, that's our time.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
The shenanigans ensue. And let me give a shout out to my man, Bad Boy Number One, who's the host, aka One Love. So, yeah, that's my brother from another right there.
So, what is your AKA?
Oh, my AKA is R. Yerby. It's the first initial. My first name and Yerby is my last name, so I just put R. Yerby. Nothing special. Actually, I think I might have you, Lady Flavor, on my Facebook page.
Really?
I think you're on my Facebook page.
Well, send me a message so I know who you are.
Okay, I'll do that. I just put BB2 in the message, and you'll know.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day here in Seattle. Can I play a song by another local artist?
Okay.
So this is one of Verbal's favorite Seattle artists. Her name is Chocolate, and this is her song.
With my pillow.
I'm not going to do the grumble, but I'm doing Sun's Out because the sun is out today in Seattle. So Sun's Out by Chocolate.
Mm.
This morning and I thought I was gonna sleep in, but then I peeked out the window and the sun said hello. Thought I was gonna call into work and laid around the crib all day, but blue skies kept calling my bluff.
Out today. So
yes, indeed.
I I am going to go outside and take a picture because it's just absolutely beautiful out there, so I can post it on my Facebook page. But I want to thank everybody, you know, for tuning in today and for, you know, hanging out with us in the chat room. I want to thank Verbal Skills as always, and now our new friend, Bad Boy, number two for
All the way in Germany, all the way from Germany calling in. So, you know, that's showing love right there.
Yes, sir.
Big shout out.
Yes, sir.
So we want to let you tune in this afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to Bad Boy number two and Bad Boy number one's show called Poetic Work LLC right here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, give them some love. You know, I've had the pleasure of hanging out with them on their show, and so I will definitely make sure that I am back there today. You know, you got to support those that support you. So that's just real talk. So, so thank you to everyone for, you know, hanging out with us live, chat room, on the phone, coming back to the archives. We appreciate the love and peace that you give the Mosaic Show and Flavor News. Stay tuned. We will be back Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, bookmark us at www.slavernews.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
One love.
Out.
Out. Out.